You're now tuned in to a Mac Bizzo Radio Fantasy Sports Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to today's show. Here's your host, Mac Bizzo. Once again, Mac B.
Today is October the 18th, 2015. This is the NBA Fantasy Basketball Preseason Rankings Show for you. Okay, to help you win your fantasy basketball championship. I've got some exciting information, okay? So, first of all, for the first 5 weeks of the season, I've got the best teams, okay? How many games they have? How many are home? How many are away? How many are on Tuesday and Thursday? All right? So, I've got all that for you, okay? I've got some general season-long how many games per week, okay? Some teams have a little bit better stretch in certain areas of the season. We'll talk about that, okay? Of course, a little time bit of player news, like I said. Got some position eligibility, okay? In the top 150 and then the top 50, you'll be surprised. And that affects rankings, you know, guard, forward, center, shooting guard, small forward, power forward, all our guys are going to help us win, okay? So I've got four players in new roles in the 2015-2016 season. Some undervalued players that I think are pretty cool. Some overrated guys that I am kind of shying away from. Talk about punting, okay? Punting three-pointers, punting rebounds, punting assists, punting steals, and punting blocks. So a ram-cram show that's going to help your fantasy basketball draft in the first 5 weeks of your season. So all you do is win, okay? So let's talk a little tiny bit about some player news. DeMarcus Cousins' preseason usage rate, 37.2. Okay. So, maybe some multiple 40-20 lines. Can you imagine? I don't know. I think he's a good draft pick. Many people are saying that he's more emotionally stable now than he was earlier in his career. Darren Collison had another productive game. Okay. 8 of 11 from the field for 19 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, and a 3 in 25 minutes. Okay. Nate Robinson got some time. Okay. Anthony Davis bombed in a couple threes in his 19 points. Okay. Victor Oladipo hit it up in Brazil. Looking good out there. Many fantasy owners will be targeting him aggressively on draft day. My draft day was last Friday, being the Friday that just happened. Drafted a whole ton of leagues, and I wanted to do that before I came on the show, the NBA show for you. So, yes, our kickoff NBA show. Ricky Rubio going through some practice, okay? So he had had some injury problems in the quad, and so he's kind of back at it there. Maybe some position eligibility. So this is really important for your draft. So that's why I'm going to go into this first. The top 150, top 150 players in the NBA, there's only 43 point guards. That's the lowest, okay? Get a load of this. So shooting guards, along with power forwards, each have 52. There's 51 centers and 49 small forward, okay? So think about that. Hey, maybe getting one of the elite point guards is a good idea early in your draft. Or making a trade. Maybe you've already drafted, making a trade for an elite point guard. Now, when you reduce from the top 150 down to just the top 50, the numbers are dramatically different. There are 23 power forward and centers out of the top 50 players. There are 14 point guards, 13 shooting guards, and 12 small forward. Okay? So think about position. Think about who your favorite guy is that's one of those positions. And if there's a shortage, let's say like a point guard, hey? You want to spend your draft pick early? Now you know where to go. Now, if you're in an auction setting, the first three rounds of the auction, more money is spent in those first three rounds than the entire rest of the average auction combined. And so I just want to throw that out there. So that lets you know, hey, two-thirds of my budget should be spent in the first three rounds. Okay? And then just kind of chill out. I like to chill out through that 4 through 7 round, you know, and then just kind of hop back in the mix. But so there's some interesting stuff for you. If you weight kind of what I just talked about into an 8-cat, here's going to be your top 10 guys, okay? Counting down from 10, John Wall, LeBron James. Now, I'll tell you, there's a reason why I won't be drafting and have not drafted LeBron James. Even if I had the option to, I took a different option. I'll tell you why in just a second later on the show. But anyway, at 10, John Wall. At 9, LeBron James. Damian Lillard at 7. Chris Paul at 6. DeMarcus Cousins. Russell Westbrook. Kevin Durant. Anthony Davis. James Harden. And Stephen Curry. Okay? So, bam. 8-cat, top 10 dudes. That's, you know, who should be, that's who should be going first. But if you want to expand on that a little bit and get into a more in-depth look, so obviously Anthony Davis, okay? He's definitely the fantasy basketball player to own, right? Last year, top 5 in blocks and points, elite contributions in other categories, you know, obviously rebounds, stuff like that. James Harden, you know, yeah, what is there else to say? Nothing, okay? So he's going to get snagged up. Curry, Westbrook, okay? These players are screaming triple doubles as we go through them. Obviously, Kevin Durant coming back. And basically, if you can get KD and you're good on the waivers, you'll do just fine. It's, you know, it's a grind. There's a lot of games. It's more than the NFL. LeBron James, Chris Paul. You know, Paul, man, I don't know. People talking about that Clippers drama. I just try to look past that. I really like Pearson and Smith coming into the team. I think that's pretty interesting there. Rambled on a little bit about Cousins, you know, so, you know, he's my guy, about 8th overall. Damian Lillard basically has no LaMarcus Aldridge, poor guy, you know. So he's going to be just going off. John Wall, I think, in some formats being drafted later, much later than his actual value. And so there's just kind of an overall top 10. You know, I want to kind of compare a couple top 10s for you. But I've got the next group, okay, so 11 through 20, got that coming up. I'm going to talk about players that you can get if you want to pump blocks and more, all after the break. We'll be right back.
like, subscribe, and follow Mac Bizzo Radio on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, Google+, Pinterest, and more. It's all at Mac Bizzo. You're now tuned in to a fantasy sports podcast. Back to the show on Mac Bizzo Radio.
Cruising back on Mac Bizzo Radio. So Paul George of the Pacers, right? He's coming back this year. Okay? I like him a little bit better, I think, than a Blake Griffin or a Paul Millsap. I think he's really motivated. Of course, you've got Kawhi Leonard on the Spurs. The Spurs got all kinds of crazy talent coming in. So, you know, I'm wondering if that's cutting into everybody's fantasy value. Obviously, you got Rudy over in the Jazz. Bam, you know what? What number one big guy to go after? Jimmy Butler, man, he's been year after year getting a lot better. Same with Klay Thompson. So a couple of awesome shooting guards there. If you are not going to punt blocks, obviously Ibaka. You know, kind of depending on who you get. If you're coming around at a turn and you go, okay, well, I actually want to target blocks, I should get Ibaka and DeAndre Jordan. You know, hey, that'd be pretty easy to do in most drafts. But toss in Draymond Green, and you pretty much wrap up, I think, my top 20 guys. And so let's get into some players that are in some new roles. Okay, Patrick Patterson. Okay. With the departure of Amir Johnson, okay? He should kind of fill in the spot, right? You know, that's going to be a significant bump in minutes for sure, okay? Maybe a 9-cat option, you know? But you might be able to toss in a block or a steal here and there, you know? I don't think that Luis Scola or Bismack Biyombo or maybe even James Johnson, it just doesn't seem like they're going to take a lot of his time on the court. And so that's an interesting situation there. You've got Julius Randle and the Lakers. Okay. So if Kobe's not going to be yelling at Hibbert, he could be yelling at Randle. Maybe it was just the opiates that from his painkillers making him angry. Who knows? But a 6'9 power forward, okay? And, you know, hey, he might be getting some market share of the time there. Brandon Bass backing him up? Meh. Doesn't sound terribly exciting. You know, speaking of the Lakers, speaking of getting yelled at, other guy on my list here is actually Roy Hibbert. So him and Randall, you know, that might be an interesting little combo there. I think Julius a little more mobile, obviously. And, you know, while Hibbert doesn't have the best field goal percentage, obviously if you're targeting blocks, he should be pretty easy to get. A little bit later round, and depending on whether you're in the first third, the middle, or the back half of the draft, you know, he's going to be worth it if you're, you know, trying to just, you know, stack up rebounds, stuff like that. Marco Bellinelli over in Sacramento now. Even got Rondo over there, which is kind of weird. Don't really know what's going on, but, you know, Marco could be an interesting add to your fantasy team. He's been averaging 18 points, 2 threes, almost 3 assists, a steal, and about 28 minutes a game. So, those are some guys I just wanted to toss out there and mention to you. Maybe some undervalued people. I think maybe Tyreek Evans is going a little bit undervalued. I mean, hey, he's there playing with Anthony Davis. I really like Drew Holiday, but the injuries, you know, hey, it's a little crazy. And so, you know, hey, maybe a little Tyreek Evans on your team might not be bad. Little Isaiah Thomas now on the Boston Celtics. He had posted like a 19 point, you know, 5 to 6 assists, about 2 threes a game kind of situation. And the interesting thing about Boston is in the first 5 weeks of the season, they do have some pretty good game schedules, and we'll talk about that in just a little bit. Kenneth Faried, actually, I think, always a little bit undervalued. I mean, he's a pretty solid double-double kind of guy, add in a block and a steal or something like that. You know, it's too bad you can't get fantasy points for dunks over actual, you know, and or otherwise. But somebody that I did draft quite a bit on Friday, especially because of the early season. So even if I just get a little push out of it, you'll see when we talk about it here in a minute. But Kyle Kover, I think, is a great way. Actually, in my Roto League, I paired him with Steph Curry. What? The first part of the season, I just want to pound up some threes. Miami, here's a sneak peek. Tuesday, Thursday games help you win leagues. Miami in the first 5 weeks has a whopping 7 Tuesday, Thursday games. Now, while they do have only 19 out of the 21 or 22 that, you know, most other teams play, 7 times you're going to be putting up points if you have a player from Miami, maybe like Josh McRoberts. I'm just saying, you'll be able to practically undrafted, easy stream for the whole beginning of their season. So if somebody gets hurt, anything goes wrong with your team, your last round pick, just go ahead and, you know, slam in some stats early season. But yeah, we'll cruise on to a couple more things I want to go over here, because there's some overrated guys. Now, unfortunately, I'm just bragging about this Thursday schedule with Miami. So if you end up getting Whiteside, I'm thinking just go ahead and ride that early, you know, part of the season there. Take advantage of those Tuesday, Thursday games, you know, like I said. And then focus on moving him, you know, maybe in trade value. I don't think it's going to be long-term. I love Drew Holiday, but I just think, you know, it's going to be a little... You got Eric Gordon over there. Who knows if he's even happy over there. But Tyreek, you know, coming in. Greg Monroe, okay, so Milwaukee, okay, he's over in Milwaukee. Now, there's an interesting situation with some numbers of games per week with Milwaukee coming up. But, you know, double-double machine, could it be true? Could it be false? I don't know. A lot of people, I think, are overexcited about Ty Lawson. You know what? It's not going to be a downtick for James Harden. It's just going to help open Harden up. If anything, maybe this Beverly Lawson timeshare, you know, they could eat into each other's value. The Spurs bringing back Tim Duncan and Ginobili. Bleh. Oh my gosh. Okay, so that's just going to eat into everybody's production. You got Aldridge there. You got Kawhi Leonard. You know how they are about not always playing the games and these, you know, coach do not play decisions and stuff like that. But anyway, let's get on from all that mumbo jumbo. Yeah, and we'll just talk about rankings after the break.
Listen to Mac B for fantasy football and fantasy basketball. Advise, customize to both DraftKings and FanDuel scoring, as well as rankings, who to start, who to bench, injury updates, and more. It's all at Mac Bizzo. You're now tuned in to a fantasy sports podcast. Back to the show on Mac Bizzo Radio.
All right, cruising back with you on Mac Bizzo Radio. So let's go through some player rankings. I want to start at the guard position. Okay, so number one, who else? Steph Curry. Number two, James Harden. Okay, number three, Chris Paul. Okay, so at the best, these are all, you know, hey, very first pick in the draft guys. At the worst, maybe seventh. I would say coming up after that, what, Russell Westbrook, Damian Lillard, and John Wall. John Wall may be going a little bit later. You know, you've got Kawhi Leonard in there. And so, hey, those guys between, you know, second and fourth overall pick, but actually worst maybe a 20th. In any type of kind of ERC situation there. After that, I mean, God, Klay Thompson, Jimmy Butler. You've got Paul George, Kyle Lowry, Kyrie Irving. Okay, Oladipo in the mix. Those guys are all going to be at the best maybe 5 to 10. And at the worst, somewhere between 20 and 30th overall in your draft. So if you actually have an early pick, and you can get like a Chris Paul, come back and grab a Paul George. Shoot, you know, nothing's going to be wrong with that. And I'm telling you, the name game in fantasy kind of works. Name correlations are pretty fun. And I do it in the NFL, especially in daily fantasy sometimes, just to be silly. And surprisingly enough, those rosters sometimes end up, you know, hitting the cash. It's pretty awesome. But, yeah, so there's guys that are going to be the top 20 overall guards. Now, you're going to have to get some guys later, okay? So, later round guards that maybe you want to get some market share on. Avery Bradley, Jamal Crawford. Now, this is maybe as early as 50th pick overall, maybe as late as 100th pick overall. Right now, as far as people who already have teams, Jeremy Lin is getting a lot of ads and one of the more popular players in the transaction trends there. Evan Turner is also one of those players, should be available somewhere from the 50th to the 100th overall pick in drafts there for you. And I don't know, Randy Foyer might be an ultra late, you know, kind of a 70 to 100 pick there for you. And I don't know, deeper than that, you know, I don't know why Marco Bellinelli, I don't know why he's so late, but, you know, you might want to stash that guy. Let's move on to forwards, and there'll be a little bit of you know, crossover here and there because I didn't do the specialty ones. We'll do those on the next ranking show. So over in the forward position, I want to talk about, of course, everybody's favorite guy, Kevin Durant, huh? First overall, fourth overall. He shouldn't be hanging around, you know, fifth, sixth, seventh pick. Now, the reason why I would definitely grab and already have grabbed Kevin Durant over LeBron James when the draft allowed me to was for this purpose. Cleveland doesn't have the coolest game schedule. So I want to give you guys a little bit of info about this. And so Cleveland has three games almost every week. I mean, there's a random four game here and here, but almost straight from October all the way through just past the first of the year. It looks like New Year's week, the week of the 4th, 2016, is a four-game week for them. And then they go through a small stretch, you know, into January, into February, where they have four games. And then a small stretch in the playoffs. So that might be great for them as a team preseason, but Cleveland players in general are always just going to be that one game soft for the first, oh my gosh, for the first, you know, 10 weeks of the season for you. You know, definitely most of the time before the All-Star break, in comparison to a player that's on a team like Steph Curry, you know, they're going to be very strong. They have one, two, three, they have six four-game weeks before January 15th. And that's a very heavy schedule for them. But if you look at a team like Oklahoma, you know, one, two, three, four, five, six. So definitely compared to Cleveland's two, there's, you know, more four-week games that you're going to get earlier in the season and more consistently from a Kevin Durant than you would a LeBron James. And so I just want to point that out. But we'll get into more detail on that here as we power through some of the rankings. But, about 10th overall. Maybe as early as 6, as late as 18, you're going to have a Blake Griffin guy, okay? You're going to find Paul Millsap and Ibaka in that range. I don't know why, but people are going to be drafting LaMarcus Aldridge right there. I'd rather have an Andre Drummond, you know, that's actually ranked a little bit lower at about 18th overall on this list of positions. Dwight Howard, I think, is, you know, something if you want to target rebounds, you know, something that you can do a little bit later. Zach Randolph is usually a good double-double guy that is later available, maybe a 28th to 59 overall pick range there. Who's some other guys here? David Lee. You got to get David Lee. As early as 34, I think that's definitely a reach. I was grabbing him about 100th overall pick on Friday. And it's just going to be a good opportunity, I think, for him. A lot of people think Mason Plumlee is going to be getting the opportunity in Portland. Over, let's say, maybe a guy like Myers Leonard. They're getting drafted in about the same area that 40 to 90th overall pick. Aluel Deng might be a late round guy to again get some early production out of, especially on the Tuesday Thursday games. And even a guy like Otto Porter, you know, dealing with some injury issue, of course, but he's a guy to think about. But if you talk about some big guys, you know, these are the big guys that are going to be going first here. So DeMarcus Cousins, Anthony Davis, Marcus Saul, Serge Ibaka, okay, Rudy Gobert, you've got Blake Griffin, Paul Millsap, Andre Drummond, DeAndre Jordan, LaMarcus Aldridge. Those are kind of all your guys that could go as early as, you know, 1 to 7th, okay, or they could go as late as like a 12 to 24, but they're all going to be top picks in whatever league you got, whatever format you got. Those are going to be the big guys that are going to go first. You're going to be able to swing around and maybe grab a Kevin Love, maybe a Chris Bosh, a Greg Monroe. Talked a second ago about Dwight Howard, but we'll talk about more right after this next break.
You've been listening to Mac Bizzo Radio. Listen to Mac B for fantasy football and fantasy basketball. Advise customized to both DraftKings and FanDuel scoring, as well as rankings, who to start, who to bench, injury updates, and more. It's all at Mac Bizzo. Like, subscribe, and follow Mac Bizzo Radio on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, Google+, Pinterest, and more. It's all at Mac Bizzo.
All right, cruising back. It's talking about some of the big guys, and you need some big guys that you can grab later. Okay, so that's going to be like a Hakeem Noah. He could go as early as a, you know, third round pick or something like that. Probably not later than maybe about 40th overall. I mentioned Kenneth Faried as a possibility for you. He's someone there in that same range. Big guys a little bit later that you can snag up, like a Roy Hibbert. You know, I talked a second ago about David Lee, Patrick Patterson. And in case of any injury situation, you know, you might want to do a Taj Gibson stash. And right now in the transaction transfer, people have already drafted and are picking up guys. Kylo Quinn for the Knicks there, you could be able to snag him up, you know, pretty late. So I want to ramble through some guys that I picked out. If you're punting three-pointers, okay? Ready? John Wall. Okay, DeMar DeRozan. Giannis. Oh, man. Oh, man. My boy Giannis. Blake Griffin. Brooke Lopez. That's a great crew. Okay, kind of one at each position there for you. If you're punting the three-pointers, okay? If you actually want to try, it doesn't seem very effective. Kind of risky to punt rebounds, but here's one at each position for you. Jeff Teague, Monta Ellis, Klay Thompson, DeMar Carroll, and Dirk Nowitzki. Okay, so that's kind of that little group there for you. If you're punting assists, so the Ball Hogs, huh? Victor Oladipo, Robert Covington, Terrence Jones on this list here. You've got Ibaka and Whiteside. That's my punt assist list for you. Punting steals, leading off Damian Lillard, J.J. Redick, Carmelo Anthony, Pau Gasol, and Valanciunas, okay? Big old JV, okay? If you're punting blocks, okay? Chris Paul. I don't know why these just sound so funny. Chris Middleton, Trevor Ariza, Zach Randolph, and Kevin Love. That's kind of my guys there for you in, you know, that pick or that category. But I want to get in here and tell you some amazing stuff, okay? In the first 5 weeks of the season, you need guys from these teams. Atlanta, Boston, Golden State, the Clippers, Memphis, Miami, Milwaukee, Minnesota, okay? The New Orleans Pelicans, okay? The New York Knicks, and the Sacramento Kings. I'll tell you why, okay? We started off early in the show. I said Miami has seven Tuesday, Thursday games. You win a lot of leagues by putting up points on Tuesday and Thursday, okay? Memphis has six of those. Golden State's got five. Atlanta Hawks got five, okay? Honorable mention going out to Cleveland with five, okay? But check this out. It gets even better for Atlanta. 22 games in the first 5 weeks. 12 of those are home games, okay? For Golden State, they have 12 games that are on the road, okay? But that gives them 10 at home out of 22 games there. The Clippers, check this out, along with Miami, have 14 home games in the first 5 weeks. So the Clippers actually have 21 total games, and only seven of those games are on the road. So, you know, definitely some awesome action there for you. Other honorable mentions for the Tuesday-Thursday games, I got to throw out there, the Dallas Mavericks have six Tuesday-Thursday games in the first 5 weeks. And let me just sort this real quick here. So I'm going to go, you know, I told you, you know, kind of the best overall. But now I want to go the Tuesday-Thursday games. You know, anytime you need somebody to stream from now basically until almost, you know what, the 1st of November, 1st, 2nd week of November, they're going to be from one of these teams, okay? So Miami, Memphis. So Memphis and Dallas each have the 6. We mentioned Miami's 7. Okay, teams with 5 Tuesday, Thursday games over the next 5 weeks. Atlanta, Golden State, Memphis, and the Pelicans, along with Cleveland Cavaliers, Denver Nuggets. And then, you know, the list of teams with 4, you know, a little bit better. Here's some teams to avoid, okay? You will have no Tuesday, Thursday games for the next 5 weeks. James Harden. Yeah, okay, so how horrible is if you have McRoberts from Miami putting up points on Tuesday, Thursdays, you know, as a scrub off the bench, and the first guy in your league that you're matched up against has James Harden. You know, you're going to get some production there. The Spurs only have 1. Okay, the 76ers only have 1. Phoenix Suns have 2. And the Brooklyn Nets have 2. So, you know, those are the lowest, you know, amount of Tuesday, Thursday game teams. And so I kind of want to shy away from those. Teams, though, that have the most games at home, okay, Miami, the Clippers, okay, we talked a little bit about those. Also Houston, okay, we mentioned Atlanta. So the Miami Clippers have 14 home games. Houston has 13. But the zero Tuesday, Thursday games. Wow, that's crazy. Charlotte, believe it or not, 20 total games, 12 are at home, 8 are on the road. Okay, so that's actually pretty impressive. They've got 4 of the Tuesday, Thursday games there. So there'll be some good streaming options from all of these teams. But also with the 12 home games, you've got the New York Knicks, Sacramento Kings, the Oklahoma City Thunder. And so thought that was pretty awesome. Total games overall for the first 5 weeks, Atlanta, the Knicks, the Kings, Milwaukee Bucks, the Spurs, Golden State, Portland, Detroit, the Suns, 76ers, Toronto, and Dallas, all 22 games, okay? Some teams that, you know, so if you're making last-minute decisions about guys, in the first 5 weeks, check this out. Not a lot of games. All these teams have 20 or less. Ready? Charlotte, Oklahoma City. Now, 20 games, 3 Tuesday, Thursday games. So you do have to, if you have Kevin Durant, you need a supplemental player for the Tuesday, Thursday games in your lineup. You know, that's why I've been saying McBob the whole time. I think he's pretty much the solution for that situation. But, yeah, so Oklahoma City Thunder, Minnesota, the Cavs, you've got Brooklyn Nets. They've all got 20 games, but it gets a little bit worse. Now, Miami's cool, right? But only 19 games, along with Washington, the Pacers, the Bulls, and the Utah Jazz and the Bulls only have 18 games in the first 5 weeks. So that's pretty important information, especially if you're setting up stuff for your draft. And, you know, some other things, there's certain teams that have good combination of 4-game stretches here. And I just kind of want to touch on that real quick. So if you talk about Milwaukee, for example, and you go to just before Thanksgiving, okay? Milwaukee from Thanksgiving all the way till almost February. What's that going to be there? From Thanksgiving to about the middle of January, they are going to have 1 2-game week, but it's all 4-game weeks there. And it pairs up great with some other teams that also have 4 games within that same time period. And that's also going to be Miami and Minnesota. So there's actually a pretty good matchup there. For those three teams, kind of a mid-season power trio from that, you know, December-ish, you know, Thanksgiving-ish, just past the first of the year. And so that's kind of an interesting trio there. In the beginning part of the season, okay, so from November to, let's say, Christmas, Portland has a lot of games that, or a lot of weeks that have four games in them, okay? And you compare them with players from Phoenix, okay? You can also sneak in a few, you know, it's about every other week here and there for the Clippers, you know, and you could sneak those guys in. Or if, you know, for instance, you have Paul George, Indiana Pacers, at that same time period where Portland's having a lot of games, Indiana's only having, you know, this stretch of about three games, it looks like, from early November into about early December, 4 to 5 week stretch there. So, you know, you'll need to get some supplemental help there for your Pacers if they're on your fantasy roster. And again, that could come from Phoenix, that could come from Portland during that same time stretch there. As far as the All-Star break, Chicago has a 2-3, and so do the Pelicans. They have a 3-2, and then the Spurs have a 2-3. Now, what that means is most teams have two games each week. There are some teams that only have one game, and that's going to be a Dallas, Houston, Miami, the New York Knicks, and it looks like the Kings. And, you know, so you'll need some supplemental help during that time. Going into the playoffs, okay, so if you want to look at, let's say, anything forward from, you know, late February, early March, the Clippers and the Golden State Warriors both have a great playoff run of four-game weeks. And that starts, like I said, about in early March, goes into April, right into the playoffs. Now, Golden State only has one game in that final week, so something to be aware of. You might need some supplemental help there. But, yeah, the Warriors and the Clippers will pair up really nice during that time period. Might be able to sneak in some help from Cleveland, too, during that time. And they'll really be able to help you out. Mid-season stretch with four games, my last honorable mention here. I've got from basically just about Christmas time all the way to the beginning of February, you've got the Dallas Mavericks powering through several weeks in a row with four game weeks. And you could match them up with help from a variety of other teams. Could be the Golden State Warriors, the Detroit Pistons, maybe the Houston Rockets or Pacers during their four-week stretch. And then again, it also, you know, can match up with that Miami-Milwaukee-Minnesota stretch that I talked about there. But yeah, to start off the preseason, Miami's got some pretty good opportunity. The Phoenix Suns, you know, they do have that one, you know, early November two-game week. But they've got a lot. Phoenix and Portland both have a lot of four-game weeks. So that pretty much wraps up, you know, kind of that little graph and kind of a fun little thing that I make and do. So we'll keep you updated on rankings. We'll get into more detail by position as we get a little bit closer in. And don't forget, we'll be doing both DraftKings and FanDuel scoring and pricing review, just like I do for the NFL shows. And yeah, we'll catch you on the next episode, huh?
You can listen to Mac Bizzo Radio. Listen to Mac B for fantasy football and fantasy basketball. Advise customized to both DraftKings and FanDuel scoring, as well as rankings, who to start, who to bench, injury updates, and more. It's all at Mac Bizzo. Like, subscribe, and follow Mac Bizzo Radio on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, Google+, Pinterest, and more. It's all at MacBizzo.com.